The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight featuring episode 143, a solo episode featuring our host. And so in this episode, Sam's going to talk about why we don't have to fear interest rates being as high as they are and how we can take advantage of them in this historic time. And so without any further ado, I'm going to let Sam get into it. Here it is from episode 143, the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. Let's get into it.
Because believe it or not, interest rates are sky high. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. But there's still a good, it's still a great time to invest in real estate. So we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to start with a quote. Mortgage rates are sky high, prices are sky high, and there's no inventory, according to Mark Zandi, who's a chief economist at Moody's Analytics. This may be the worst time in living history for the home buyer. It just doesn't make sense. Very interesting comment. I don't agree with that comment, and I'm going to share a little more about that very, very shortly. And something else from the article, mortgage rates have recently broke 7%, which is the highest since 2002. Now, obviously, during the pandemic, over the last couple of years, rates were in the threes and sometimes even lower. Long story short, they were very low, almost half as much or more than they are now, which is a fact, right? And I think the important thing for people to understand is those were historic lows that may never come back again. I wouldn't count on it. Based on history. And what I mean by history is that the average interest rate since 1971 has been 7.8%. And so interest rates are not really high right now. They're right on par with what they've been on average over the past 50 years. And so a lot of people are expecting and waiting for rates to get back down to where they were over the last 2 years. And there's no guarantee that it's going to get there. So what I want you to think about, what's really important, is that you figure out ways to still succeed in real estate, to still make deals happen in spite of the interest rates, right? Real estate is a numbers game. So it's important to make sure it can reach your numbers and whatever your goals are in spite of the interest rate. Another interesting statistic is that the average home buyer in October paid 77% more on their loan than they would have last year because of the prices, because of the interest rates. And so I thought that was pretty interesting too. And then home contract signings are down 31% compared to September 2021. And if you follow me on Instagram, I recently posted about, I believe it was 60,000 purchase agreements were canceled in September. So interesting things going on as far as that. So obviously there's a whole lot going on, right? And you can still succeed and find deals. You can still buy real estate. Creativity is going to be the most important thing right now. I believe right now creativity is more important than ever. And I'm going to tell you why. All right. So homes are sitting on the market longer as well. I'm actively looking for more properties, and I'm seeing a whole lot of homes that have been on the market, or they're put back on the market with a price decrease. Buyers can't qualify, so homes are going back on the market. A whole lot of stuff like that is going on right now. And I think it makes it a great opportunity for somebody who is trying to invest in real estate. And so contract signings, like I said, are falling. Contract cancellations are increasing. So that means there's room for negotiation. If someone has a home on the market, they want to sell, they're probably more inclined to have some wiggle room with price or other terms so they can get the property off their hands and cash out. So a quick example, like I said, I'm actively looking for another property. I had a home under contract for $75,000. After the inspection came through, I gave them a whole list of things that are issues, and they offered to sell the property for $55,000. Now, I'm not buying it because it will be a money pit and there are way too many issues with the property, but it's a good example. A couple of years ago, if I tried to do the same thing, they would probably say the price is the price, or maybe drop the price a little bit, you know? So I think that's a good example of the market that we're in right now. So it's important for you to understand that the buyer has a whole lot more power than they did maybe 1 year ago, 2 years ago. Something else that is important to consider is that creative financing is going to be your best friend right now. And what I mean by that is sellers are probably going to be a lot more open to creative strategies given where the market is right now. Maybe they're not getting as many offers. And when you're looking at properties, it's important for you to see, has the price dropped during the period of time that this has been on the market? Is this a home that's been under contract, back on the market, under contract, back on the market? Those type of situations, it's probably going to be a seller who is more open to something creative if their home has been sitting for a long time. So a couple of things that you should consider are seller financing, negotiating with sellers to buy down your interest rate, or even getting what's called an adjustable rate mortgage. And so with seller financing, the seller is basically the bank. So you make a down payment to the seller, you make monthly payments to the seller over time at whatever interest rate you agree to. And the terms are very flexible. It's really based upon what you're able to negotiate. So you can pay them a certain monthly amount for, let's say, 10 years. Maybe at that point you sell the property or you refinance the property to pay off the balance of whatever you owe them. However, if you're worried about interest rates, seller financing could be something to look into, whether you're buying an investment property or whether you're buying a property that you're going to live in, which by yourself or with your family or whatever the case may be. So seller financing is definitely something that you should look into. Also, you can also ask the seller to buy down your interest rate and put money towards buying your interest rate down to make your payment a little more affordable for you. That's something you can ask for. You can also ask the seller to pay some or all of your closing costs, which will decrease the amount that you have to come with out of pocket. You can even ask for a combination of closing costs and buying down your interest rate. So nothing is off the table. The worst a seller could say is no. And if they say no, you just move on to the next deal. Something else I would consider as well is if you can afford the mortgage on the particular property you want to buy, whether you want to live, if you want to live in it, for example, then consider looking into down payment assistance programs if you are having trouble coming up with a full down payment. I'll link my free guide in the notes, but consider down payment assistance programs. Some of these programs even offer help with closing costs. Perhaps you do a down payment assistance program, plus you ask the seller to buy down your interest rate. There's so many different ways you can do it. And so I don't want you to be discouraged right now because you still have creativity. There are a number of different strategies that you can use to buy your next deal, to finance the property that you want to buy. All right. So something else to consider, right? I know rates are really high right now. And if you're looking to buy rental properties, real estate is a numbers game. So regardless of the interest rate, if you're still able to cash flow, it's a deal you should look into. And you can always refinance in the future, depending on if rates drop to a lower percentage in the future. All right. So that's something else to consider as well. You know, when I'm crunching my numbers, as I'm looking for more properties, I'm obviously seeing if I'm able to cash flow with the interest rates that are out there right now. And you also should shop around. Don't talk to one lender, right? You want to get multiple quotes from multiple lenders and see what they can offer you, right? So that's very, very important. And again, if the numbers work right now, the numbers could be even better in the future when you factor in increasing the rent. And, you know, eventually one day if rates drop, you can refinance and your cash flow will be even better. So those are a couple of tips and ways that you can succeed in this real estate market. And like I said, real estate is always a numbers game. At the end of the day, if the numbers work, regardless of the interest rate, then it's a deal that you should look into. Anyone who thinks that real estate deals are not being made because of the interest rates is sadly mistaken. Real estate deals are being made every day. Investors are going to find a way to invest. It's a matter of how creative you can be. How creative you can be with putting a deal together, negotiating with a seller. There's still plenty of opportunity out there. So ignore the headlines. Don't let the headlines discourage you. You can still invest in real estate. It's just a matter of having the information to do it in a way that is going to be profitable for you. So definitely want you to know and understand that. And so that's my take on that part of the article. I wanted to make sure I gave you some tangible ways that you could still succeed in this particular market in spite of what's going on. Ignore the headlines. I'm going to continue putting the information out and putting out, you know, what's going on in the market, and also letting you know ways to still succeed either through solo episodes or with bringing my guest on. So you can do it. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the headlines discourage you wherever you are in your journey. All right. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for watching. And I look forward to hearing from you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.